When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wake up and smell the podcast, the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast. Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you want.
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality. Hello and welcome. Sometimes it's nice to hear a woman speak, and sometimes...
Hello, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and yes, I am ticklish. And if by ticklish you mean, does homeopathic mumbo-jumbo make me laugh? Does that make sense, Claire?
I thought you were going to do that in French to spice things up a little bit.
Not today.
Okay. If a tree falls in the forest and you don't hear it, it could have been a team of angels. They're everywhere. Okay, and welcome to the show.
So, joining us today, we have...
Deirdre Stickenstein.
Oh, can you say that one more time, please?
Deirdre Stickenstein, my father's French-German.
Wow. Deirdre Stickenstein.
Sexy voice, if I can be the first to say
it. Well, you probably are the first to say it, actually.
Bless your child.
And we don't care about age here, do we? We don't care about age, race, gender or creed. But how old are you?
I'm 90.
And what creed are you?
I'm Apollo Creed.
The classic Creed.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I believe he's a young boxing man.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
You look very well for it, who's 90. And what issues are you facing? Let's just get straight into the heart and meat of it.
Yes, well, I think it's quite apparent from looking at me, my enormous swollen stomach.
Yes.
I've actually indeed been pregnant for the last 50 years.
Wow.
If I was just lift up my shirt here, you'll see my skin is quite transparent.
Yes, that is.
You can sort of see Brian in there wriggling around.
Oh, wow. God.
And Brian's a little baby.
He's a baby man.
Baby
he's,
man.
He's around 50 years old, I suppose.
And he's been in there the whole time?
Yes, well, he doesn't quite have a birthday because, you see, he was never born.
So he's not really, you know, but you've named him, but he's not really alive, is he?
Well, he has a chat every now and again. Sometimes he pops out for a little run around and goes back in.
No, he actually comes out?
No, occasionally, yes. He goes for a run around. And in my old age, my umbilical cord has become quite long.
Okay.
There's quite a free reign.
Excuse us one second. Pop the headphones on. Dr. BJ, I'm thinking crackers. I'm thinking dementia. I'm thinking, what the fuck? And I'm handing over to you. Okay, we're back here on the radio with Dr. Benjamin Jones.
So, Deirdre, I want to ask you what it was like when you first told people you were pregnant. So you were 40?
Yes, I was 40.
Which is young these days, but back in that time, you would have been called a spinster witch mother.
Yes, they called me stupid, silly old rotter.
Yes.
Oh, you beast!
Yeah.
I used to scream as I walked down the street.
Yes.
She's done it again? Did you ever, say that? She's done it again?
Oh, she's done it again!
So how many times have you been pregnant before that?
Never.
Oh. Wow. So first time lucky. First time, not first time, first time.
This is my first time.
What do they mean when they said she's done it again? What are they talking about, these people?
I was just doing things that were out of the ordinary, I suppose.
Yeah, naughty.
I was a very naughty woman.
How do you feel when I say naughty, Deirdre?
Oh.
Does that trigger anything?
Oh, God, yes. That doesn't feel very nice at all.
And I thought she was excited then. I thought she was going to get another baby.
That was
a different reaction.
Because
when I get excited, I make that noise.
Okay, we don't need to hear the noises that you make.
Because
thank you, Claire.
Remember I told you about Big Tony?
Mm-hmm.
And when Big Tony comes around, and he calls me naughty, of course. And we've got a little trunk of toys and whatnot, you know, and your sort of cuffs and, you know, spatulas, etc. It's different. It's very different, actually.
For cooking.
So when you feel that emotion, who are you thinking about?
Big Tony. Oh, sorry, that's to you. Sorry, no.
Well, mostly I'm thinking about my own mother.
Right.
Who was very cruel.
Oh.
And is she still with us?
No, unfortunately, she died.
I'm so sorry.
Last year.
So how old was she?
130.
Oh, wow. Too young.
So she had you quite young.
Yes, she did. It was about 40.
Wow, what's 130 take away 9?
40 years old.
It's exactly 40.
40.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so there's some parallels running here.
Well,
this is hotting up, Spice.
It's hotting up. It's spicy.
So your mother got pregnant with you.
Yes.
And you, at the same age, thought you were pregnant yourself.
I was.
And you I still am.
Is this a jingle?
In my experience of people being pregnant...
And how many experiences?
They often say things like, oh, I'm really excited I'm pregnant, this is fantastic.
Well, he's got a couple of teenagers pregnant, so I think a very different reaction there.
And then you say, when's the due date?
Yeah.
And they tell you what the due date is, and it's all very exciting. They have baby showers and celebrations.
Yes.
How difficult has it been for you as the time has gone by? You know, how sympathetic have people been?
Oh, well, not incredibly. I'd say after year 5 of being pregnant, people really started to treat me quite badly.
Right,
Yes,
they really started to sort of fall out of my life.
Can you give us some examples of specific changes that you saw?
Well, what do you mean, physically in my body? Or?
No, I just mean for the people reacting, you know.
They'd say, oh, when's it due? And I'd say, well, he doesn't know yet, probably never.
Yeah.
And then they'd see if I was sad, but I wouldn't be sad. And then they'd run away, usually.
They'd run away?
Well, mostly, you know, figuratively speaking, they would run away.
In my experience, nobody runs away unless they sense danger. Now, did you strike them?
Once or twice, but not very hard, so I've got quite a weak wrist. So just a slap.
It's very brave of you to be so honest. Thank you, Deirdre.
That's all right.
And can I ask the question in everyone's lips, the elephant in the room, as it were? The father of the baby.
Oh, very interesting, actually.
Okay, here we go.
Look, we're not related in the strict sense of the word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he is my brother.
Okay.
Blood foolsies.
Yes, but back then that was fine.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And back then it was...
50 years ago that was...
That was fine. Everyone did it.
Well... I'm sorry I wasn't around back then.
Oh.
I've got a very handsome brother, Clive. What, and where's the father now?
Oh, really, he died sort of straight after.
Straight after?
After the sex.
Straight after.
That is interesting.
Yes.
Maybe that was the hand of God.
Possibly, very possibly.
What was his name?
Brian as well, so that's what I've named the baby after.
Okay. Big Brian, little Brian, as it were.
Indeed, yes.
Dead Brian and alive Brian, as it were.
Yes, dead Brian, alive Brian.
Well,
did you see where dead Brian went after he died? Was it a case of him? Did his body disappear?
That's a very good question, actually. Because I wasn't thinking along those lines.
Well, to be honest, when I thought he was dead, I did pass out.
You passed out?
Yes, so I don't really remember what happened to him.
So you woke up and then he's just gone?
He's just gone.
dear. Body ever found?
No, never. Strangely.
So you're there, your brother slash lover's gone.
Yes.
And how did you find out you were pregnant?
Oh, well, I sort of just looked down and I thought, oh, that looks rather large, doesn't it? My stomach.
Yeah, straight away.
Yeah.
So, you've knocked out, you've woken up, Brian's not there, but you've got a big belly.
Yes.
Can I just tell you a little anecdote, which I think it might be of useful?
Thank you, Claire. Useful.
Of use, I think they say. Claire cares on the radio. A man once had a hit to the head, a traffic accident, etc. Yes. And woke up after a coma speaking Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can all see the parallels.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
Did you always want to be pregnant?
Well, no, I don't really like children.
Okay, so did you feel any pressure in your life to get pregnant?
Yes, I suppose. But by 40, being a childless woman, they used to, well, like I say, follow you around, call you a beast.
And who's putting the most pressure on you, do you think?
I'd say probably my mother.
Yeah, she is coming up quite a bit, isn't she?
Yes, Mummy. I've heard mother. Well, we can go back and count in the edit, probably four times.
Mm-hmm.
So make of that what you will. But I've also heard other words as well, so I don't know what to make of this.
Like pregnant.
Pregnant. Yeah, I get pregnant a lot of times. I will tell you another anecdote. This might help.
Thank you.
Okay. So my friend Katrina...
Do you think the first one was an anecdote?
I thought it might help, you know. That bald guy had a bang to the head. Next thing you know, what? Speaking Chinese.
Was it Chinese in the first place, maybe? Is that the twist?
Well, it isn't. Well, I mean, I haven't got all the details to my fingertips. Anyway, Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was pregnant once. Okay. And, it's quite a dark story, really.
Okay.
Well, I don't think...
Dim the lights, let's go.
I don't think this is a place for it, actually. No, I don't think we want to trigger everybody. Back we go, backpedal.
Well, I mean, you have started. You have started.
Basically, she wanted a little baby and she got two. She got twins, okay?
Right.
She got two for one.
Was that the original story you were planning on telling?
Could have been.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What just wrecked the psych?
Psychology.
Okay, pop psychology time, bit of a fun game.
Yes.
Would you rather be bullied to an inch of your life or bully someone else within an inch of their life?
Well, obviously I'd rather bully someone else.
Obviously.
I'm not going to be the one who's being attacked.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Also, I enjoy it.
Oh.
You enjoy bullying?
Yes, it's great fun.
Oh.
Oh, we are seeing quite a picture now.
Spicy side.
Well, I don't think there's something controversial to say. It's, it gives someone a little bit of a slap around, make them cry. It's hilarious.
Deirdre, forgive me for being so blunt, but you come across as someone that is maybe not particularly nice.
No, I agree. I'm not very nice, but my mother was never very nice, so...
So it's her fault?
It's her fault, yes, it's not my fault.
What did your mother do that wasn't very nice?
Whenever I asked for more beans, she'd only give me 5.
Did you say please?
I did. But she'd only give me 5, and then I'd have to eat those, and then she'd give me another 5.
Was she a single parent family?
Mm-hmm.
And the dad, yet again, the man gets no flat.
Yes, and then she'd be like, oh, I can't afford to give you any more beans, we don't have any money. I'd say, get a grip, woman.
Well, she can get a grip, but she can't get any beans.
Exactly.
How much are grips?
Well,
Tony likes to play with my bean.
You do enjoy cooking together.
We do.
You and Tony.
Cooking up a storm, if you know what I mean. Cooking up a feast, if you know what I mean. Okay, lovely.
Jingly, jingly, listen.
I mean, how would you react to this, Claire? What would you prefer? Being pregnant for 50 years?
Are you
or...
asking? And we're having fun back on the radio.
I'll get Tony round.
Thank you.
Pregnant 50 years or Tony's pregnant 50 actually, times?
Pregnant for 50 years or pregnant 50 times? That's a wonderful question, Dr. Benjamin Jones, and quite romantic as well.
Either way, your arsehole's going to be ruined, by the way.
Thank you. Either way, your arsehole's going to be ruined. And that's, we'd get a lot of business, wouldn't we? But we'd be our own business. I'm going to go for pregnant 50 times.
Fair enough. And if you've got any opinions on that at home, please dial in at 67000 and let us know what you think. Pregnant.
Would you rather be pregnant for 50 years or 50 times? That's today's call-in. We'd be interested to know your thoughts.
The winner gets a vote.
Childhood.
Childhood. Are you a single child?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
No, she had a brother who she fucked.
Oh, yeah, whoops.
She's very suggestible.
But I find it very interesting that you forgot about your brother.
Because he was almost not like my brother because I was so attracted to him.
Yeah.
And that's Brian, isn't it? So it's almost as if you sort of just erased him from memory.
Yes, well.
Well, once people die, you've got to really just give yourself a cat's hair chance in sort of going on living.
And he's been dead for 50 years.
Yeah, of course.
Your relationship with Brian, your brother, did it ever feel like more than a sibling relationship? Did it ever feel like you were mothering him a little bit?
Well, mothering... Do you mean that I let him suckle? Because I did.
Yeah, and that's one of the signs.
But I mean, other than that, it was a very normal, sibling relationship. You know, we'd sort of run around in the fields, sort of grope each other, go fishing in the lake, stroke each other's parts.
It's not quite normal.
Go play frisbee,
hopscotch,
and then kiss loads.
Well, what to make of that?
Yeah, so it's not really any sort of relationship that I recognise, really. It's not a mother, son, it's not a sibling. It's
kinky, it's very kinky. And we shouldn't kink shame. But at the same time, it's turning my stomach and it's absolutely disgusting, of course, you know. So it's a difficult one.
Well, there's no sympathy for your stomach in this room, Claire.
No, quite with this one. Yeah. But have you ever heard of phantom babies?
Do tell.
Well, so it's a little website about women, basically, who think they're pregnant, but they're not. And the reason behind it is often an emotional connection. They want to be pregnant. They feel like they should be pregnant, et cetera, et cetera.
That sounds ridiculous.
Are you suggesting that Deirdre is lying about being pregnant?
What?
Now, that's a strong word, Dr. Benjamin. I would use words like deceiving herself, mentally ill.
Oh,
right.
This is completely wrong.
I think you're quite right to not be happy with that accusation, Deirdre. But I would like to pick up on something you said earlier. You did mention that on occasions Brian does actually come out of.
Oh yes, when I'm sleeping, he'll sort of squeeze out, go for a little run around, go and watch his TV shows. Maybe
is there anywhere we can perhaps see that now?
I'd love to see that.
We can see that, you know.
Not really.
Well, you are, in fact, pregnant.
Well, okay, so I'll just take my tights down and my support underwear. This, I usually wear this chain, sorry.
You can you can get a bit more of a smell now, can't you?
Yeah.
Claire? Oh, yes, yes, yes. That is coming through now on the ones and twos.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I just need to focus and give a little squeeze.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Claire, can you pull? Can you pull? Can you help?
Yes, yes, I can.
Just grab this umbilical cord and just pull it.
Pull it.
It's not
Come
fresh.
On, Brian.
Oh,
right. Right. So there's definitely a body there, isn't there?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't appear to be alive.
No, because he's not ready to be born yet.
Right.
That's why he's still so wrinkly.
Very wrinkly.
Wow, I didn't think you were going to go in the direction of a dead baby.
Well, Claire, here's what I'm suggesting. Here's what I'm pinning together.
Yeah.
Deirdre was having sex with her brother, Brian.
Yeah.
Then she went to sleep and she woke up.
Yeah.
And Brian was gone.
Yeah.
But Deirdre was pregnant. I'm going to suggest Deirdre wasn't pregnant. I'm going to suggest that Brian crawled into her vagina.
Well.
And that thing down there now, lying lifeless on the floor.
That's not little Brian. It's bloody big Brian.
It's big Brian.
Wow. Another.
Now, before we go on, do you want to explain what your theory was? What was that little word you pointed to me?
A mouse. I thought it was a pet mouse.
And why do you think it might have been a mouse?
Because I once had a mouse and it went under my pillow, and in the morning there was a flat dead mouse. Under, so maybe they're like, you know, warm nooks and crannies. mice are well known for enjoying nooks and crannies.
The doctor will see you now.
So, Deirdre, would you like to be... you've been honest before with us. Would you like to be honest again, maybe?
Well, to be honest, I'm quite surprised by the theory, obviously, because Brian's been dead for 50 years.
Yeah. But it fits...
But, I mean, it does look a lot like him. It does look a lot like him.
And it all fits... Time-wise, it all fits together.
It does.
You can't say fairer than that with a timeline.
No, it's just...
It's a surprise.
It is a surprise. It's a huge surprise. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was very much looking forward to the birth, but...
Well, you've given birth to something. Yeah. You've given birth to death. And, I mean, you know, life works in circles. What's it called? The circle. The circle of life.
Life.
Do you mean like an apparatus?
No, I don't mean life works in compasses.
Compass, that's what I meant.
Life is a circle of life.
You just gotta ride it.
Like a lazy Susan.
Like a lazy Susan, who've also come on the podcast. Okay, so I think the message of today's show is life is a circle of life. You've just got to ride it.
Just before we finish, Deirdre, I presume that this is not something you've shared with anyone before.
No.
Unfortunately, your mother's not with us anymore.
No, she's dead.
If she was here, what message would you like to give to her to give her some closure about her missing son?
I'd say, oh, you silly old bitch, I hate you. Because I didn't have a very good relationship with my mother.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, look, I'm sorry, I killed Brian.
Yeah. And I would add to that, sorry, Mother, Brian's been up my cunt the whole time.
And that is the police sirens. Yes. They're obviously on their way because Deirdre has committed a horrible crime.
Oh, no.
So don't worry, she'll be getting locked up and that arsehole won't be smelling around the nation any longer.
Okay.
Thank you, Deirdre, for solving your problems and solving a crime. And we say goodbye to you, love and light to everyone all the way through. Hello, and now hello to Instagram and Twitter. Yes, we're on it. The time is now. And we'll be posting fun vids and pics and what we're up to behind the scenes. So join us at Dirty Bot Pod. And that's the Twitter handle. And it's also, I believe, the Instagram handle. We got them both.
Dirty Bot Pod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.